This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And of course, tomorrow is Super Tuesday. Massachusetts is one of the about dozen states that will be voting in their presidential primaries, which means three presidential candidates are campaigning in the state today. Republican John Kasich is here, and he'll be joining us in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about the Democrats. Hillary Clinton rallied supporters in Springfield and then at Boston's historic Old South Meeting House. She's hoping to build on her momentum after Saturday's win against Bernie Sanders in South Carolina. But today, she looked beyond her Democratic opponent and focused on the Republicans.
You know, if I were grading some of those Republicans, you remember the little box that used to be on your kids' report cards? Play well with others? I'd have to put a big no. Democracy requires that we play well with others. That's what it's all about.
Hillary Clinton speaking in Boston a little earlier today. Bernie Sanders will be in Milton this evening. And joining us now with more, he's been crisscrossing the state, Anthony Brooks, WBUR's senior political reporter. Hi there, Anthony.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so you were at Clinton's rally in Boston. You'll be heading out to Milton to cover Bernie Sanders. What does it say about the state of the race that both candidates are here?
Yeah, interesting. 12 states voting tomorrow. Massachusetts is important to both of them. It's important to Clinton. She won decisively in South Carolina. If she can win in a state like Massachusetts, that's only going to add to her momentum. For Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts is sort of essential because it's the kind of state that he needs to win and really wants to win. So that's why he's here. I mean, it really, really is an important state. And according to the polling, they're running close. So there's a lot at stake for both of them. And they feel that last minute pitches like this to voters can make a difference.
So then what was Hillary Clinton telling people in Boston today?
Well, as you heard, she sort of looked past Sanders. At one point, she referred to him as her esteemed opponent. But that's about as tough as she got. She really focused on the Republicans. She also made a sort of personal appeal to Massachusetts voters, recalling her years at Wellesley College when she said, "I fell in love with Boston." And she talked about her early political advocacy, which started here in Massachusetts. She talked a lot about her time working for the Children's Defense Fund in this state. Here's a little of what she said.
"I'll never forget being on the back small porch under a grape arbor in a little house in New Bedford with a girl, a teenage girl in a wheelchair. She wanted more than anything to go to school. But in those days, there was no accommodation for her. And thanks to the work we did right here in Massachusetts, that changed. And the United States became the first country in the world to say, every child deserves an education, and children with disabilities are no exception."
And this sort of gets to one of the themes that Clinton brings up a lot, and that is breaking down barriers. And that sort of stands in stark opposition to building up walls, which someone like Donald Trump talks about. So she also talked about the need to expand opportunities, fix the economy, create jobs, make college more affordable, reduce student debt. And she didn't shy away from recalling her husband's presidency years ago. Here she is again.
"We need to get back to a win-win economy. Now, it wasn't so long ago that we had that. Back in the 1990s, when another Democrat was president of the United States."
Well, interesting, Anthony, because just listening to that tape from Hillary Clinton, I'm thinking about what you said just a moment ago about the fact that this is still a close race in Massachusetts, though, and that Bernie Sanders really needs a win here. He's trailing Clinton a little bit in the WBUR poll, but we've got all those unenrolled voters here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and they make a difference. And and it's really important to really take all this polling, including our own, with a grain of salt, because this is a difficult state to poll because it is an open primary with an increase number of independents, as you mentioned, who can choose either a Republican ballot or a Democratic one. So Sanders needs those independents to choose a Democratic ballot and vote for him. He does lead among independents, while people like John Kasich, who you're going to be talking to in a moment, he wants voters to pull a Republican ballot and vote for him. So interesting that in states with this open primary, people like Sanders, a Democrat, and Kasich, a Republican, are actually running against each other in a certain sense.
Well, Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin spoke this morning at the State House about voter turnout, or his expectation for voter turnout tomorrow. He said it could actually beat the 2008 primary voter turnout. What's the significance of that for Democrats?
Well, high voter turnout, the conventional wisdom is, would help Bernie Sanders. He runs very well with younger voters, so he's hoping that a high voter turnout will get lots of first-time voters, younger voters involved in this. On the other hand, previous Democratic primaries this year, turnout hasn't been really high, so that doesn't bode so well for him. Clinton, on the other hand, has a lot of support from women, particularly older women over 50, and that's a good group to have on your side because they vote reliably. So that is, to the extent that she has an advantage in the polling, that's the group that gives her the advantage.
Mm. Well, let's move on to the Republican race in Massachusetts. Last week's WBUR poll, which you talked about with us last week, told us that Donald Trump is leading in the state with likely GOP voters 40%, with John Kasich and Marco Rubio tied for second at 19%. So what's at stake for those two tomorrow in Massachusetts?
Really interesting. So Kasich is facing pressure to step aside so that anti-Trump vote can sort of coalesce behind Marco Rubio, who's really been on the attack against Trump. But the fact is, from Kasich's point of view, Rubio hasn't won anything, mm-hmm. and Kasich finished ahead of him in New Hampshire, and Massachusetts might be a pretty good state for him, where there are a lot of moderate Republicans who favor his brand of Republicanism, and Kasich wants to stay alive at least until the primaries move into those big Midwestern states, especially Ohio, where he's a pretty popular governor and where he could give Donald Trump a real run for his money. The problem with that for the non-Trump Republicans, and you can ask John Kasich about this, is if this Republican field remain so fractured for so long into the time of the primary when it's winner take all, it only plays into the hands of Donald Trump. I mean, if he can get high 30s and get the plurality, he gets all the delegates. So at some point, if the mainstream Republicans like John Kasich really want to stop Trump, somebody is going to have to fall on their sword for the good of that cause, and not clear who's going to do that. And it's quite understandable that John Kasich, if you wouldn't want to be the guy to do it. But anyway, that's what they're facing.
Yeah. In fact, Anthony, when we do get Governor Kasich on the line a little later this hour, I'll ask him that question.
That could be a good one to ask.
See how he responds. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Linda.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, as I said, we do hope to hear from Ohio Governor John Kasich. And we'll also talk about the tax plans that all the candidates have and how those would affect you. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. We will be right back.